We're super excited, though. We've got a very special celebrity chef in the studio.
We do indeed. Do you love that term, Matt Galinsky?
When are they getting here?
It always makes me laugh, celebrity chef. It sort of started, I think, hand-in-hand with the MasterChef time, and like every second person you met was a celebrity chef, and it's like, well, if I'd know their name, would know if they're a celebrity. Like,
yeah, let's not go there, hey.
Who do you reckon?
Deeply offended him straight off.
The first celebrity chef in Australia was the French one. Remember Gabriel Gattai?
Oh, Gabriel, what a beautiful man.
Peter Russell Clark. Where's the cheese?
That's why I became a chef, watching Peter Russell Clark every day before the goodies came on.
Is that true?
True story.
That's why I became fat, watching Peter Russell Clark every day before the goodies came on.
See, I didn't bother. I tried to become a chef. It all failed, so I just stuck to microwaving frozen donuts. It always worked out well. Now, the last time I saw you, Matt Galinsky, you were shucking oysters on the Noosa River and throwing them in my mouth like a dog at a barbecue. It was unreal, mate.
It was
we had such a great time.
Wasn't it? Beautiful.
Thank you for sharing those delights.
And that's all about the Noosa Food and Wine.
Noosa Eat and Drink.
Noosa Eat and Drink. Yes.
But the other thing you've got going on is the RACQ Life Flight, the big one, the Life Flight Gala is coming up. This is exciting, buddy.
Next Saturday night. Yeah, it's going to be huge.
There are still some tickets available, and we're trying to entice you because you've got a really special event that you have kindly donated to raise money for Life Flight. What is it?
Winning bidder will get the opportunity to come and have lunch in the hangar at the RACQ helicopter life flight facility in Maroochydore. It's an amazing experience. I've done it before. It's great. Set up a table in amongst the helicopters and have lunch there. I'll cook for you. Everything's laid on, and it's a really nice day. It's great fun.
It's beautiful, isn't it? And having a meal inside the hangar is just—it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience, isn't it? Because you get to see the action, and during the day, you never know what might happen.
Absolutely.
At the Life Flight hangar.
Yep,
you never know what they might be called to. So, and you'll cook their lunch for them.
Absolutely. Yep. Everything's switched on, turned on for everybody. It's a really nice thing. Last time we did it, we had a group of people who, like me, have had an experience with being on one of those choppers, being saved by one. So it was a really nice synergy, nice feeling to know that they were supporting it because their son had been, helped saved by one of these helicopters, and so have I. So it was a really, a nice thing to give back to such a great service that needs everyone's support.
We are so lucky in Australia, aren't we, to have a service like Life Flight, that there's just not very many countries in the world that have a service like this, and we probably take it for granted unless someone like you, you're literally here today because of Life Flight.
Yep, and anyone at any time could need them. That's the thing, you never know when you're going to need that service, and it's just great that it's there and you know that you can count on it.
And it's also not a cheap service to run.
No.
So they need all the support they can get. You go straight to the website, lifeflight.org.au. I love this because there's 10 days, 10 hours and 46 minutes before the event. So you better get moving because tickets are selling fast.
I think they're really limited, actually.
Limited to go. Yeah. So if you want to be a part of this, you've got to be at the Life Flight function to bid on Maddie's event. And, of course, that is going to be a superior event. I tell you what won't be on the menu, though, is my pumpkins, mate. I forgot to bring you one of these in today.
They look like
devastated.
A seriously good-looking pumkin.
This is it.
Yep.
Yes,
it's
definitely pumpkin season.
I got six of them at home.
Wow.
And I thought, I'll take Matt Galinsky one. I think I'm kind of lucky I forgot it though, because you probably got 700 in your backyard.
Well, yeah. I just last week cleared out the pumpkin vine that has just become our veggie garden. It's taken over absolutely everything, and in amongst it, found about 15 pumpkins.
Yeah,
but I managed to use those for a function on the weekend.
So you use them?
That's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I might end up offloading them to you because I don't know what to do with them.
It could be 70 cents a kilo.
Yeah. 70 76.
Start the bidding at 76.
No. Let's go. $8 a kilo. $8 a kilo was my price.
Certified organic?
Yeah, is he certified organic?
I didn't spray him with nothing.
No, but what did your neighbours do? Because, you know, you've got to know where your neighbours
are. No, the bloke next door, he's a gardener as well. He's not using any sprays.
Hey, Maddie, you are so generous with your time, and we are so grateful to you. You do so much for so many charities on the coast. This time it's for RACQ Life Flight Helicopter. People can buy those tickets, be there next Saturday night, and that'll give them the chance to have lunch with you.
Yeah, it's great to be involved.
And absolutely. And what a way to say thank you for your experience, the tragedy you went through. What a way to give back. So please be a part of it. Simple start, lifeflight.org.au. You haven't got any more of those oysters, have you?
No, not today, I'm afraid.
Just checking. He might have had some in the car.